This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, April 5th. Okay, well, obviously there was a big reversal on Thursday I need to address. And the main thing that caused it was Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari breaking from Jerome Powell's rhetoric that they are planning to cut rates. He was in the minority on the FOMC vote, and he only was proposing 2 rate cuts. But he hinted there might be none if inflation doesn't get down to 2%. And that was the trigger yesterday that really caused a sharp reversal in the market. Fortunately, today, everything bounced right back, okay? And you should be aware, good stocks do bounce. And NVIDIA and Supermicro Computer were the strongest at the opening, although since then, a lot of our small caps have gone a lot higher. Now, I do want to address a couple other wild cards out there. When you turn on the financial news shows, they keep talking about oil prices. This is somewhat due to all the tension in the Middle East. Obviously, President Biden and Bibi Netanyahu aren't getting along. And Biden's essentially gave him an ultimatum yesterday. He wants a ceasefire. And he wants the civilians in Gaza protected and all that kind of stuff, even though they're being used as human shields. Anyway, that's the first thing. The other thing is the CIA has warned there's going to be a retaliatory attack from Iran for the missile attack on the Iran consulate in Damascus, Syria. And so we'll see if Israel's attacked by Iran over the weekend. So there's a lot of things going on, okay? This is all contributing to higher crude oil prices. But crude oil always rises this time of year. It's the springtime. Everybody's getting out and about. Demand goes up. You know, the EIA reported that gasoline inventories plunged last week. It's as simple as that. That's why the refiners are doing so well. So you know, we're just trading off the news. The market reacts; it doesn't think. But our stocks have such good sales and earnings; they will certainly be thinking around earnings announcement season, which commences for us in the third week of April. So hang in there. Don't worry about all these gyrations. They all should be used as buying opportunities. If you have to sell stocks because you got to pay taxes on April 5th, estimated taxes April 15th, you know, try to sell stocks that are on upticks. But these oscillations are normal. This is how Citadel does their trading. They have a mean reversion trading system, and it tends to die down during earnings announcement season. But after earnings season, it's just mean reversion. And so what goes up has to come down. What went down then goes back up. And that's why when I buy, I try to buy in a downtick, and when I sell, I try to sell an uptick, because I don't want to be faked out by the Citadel mean reversion system. A couple other interesting tidbits. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta now has GDP growth at 2.5%. This is for the first quarter. That's up from 2.1%. You know, the economy is not hitting all cylinders, but there was a positive ISM services report. But again, it wasn't as strong as previous months. So you can make that out for whatever you like. But, you know, manufacturing, according to ISM, turned up. So that was positive. That we're getting green shoots all around the world. China's PMI is the highest in the year. Canada has exports have exploded, but a lot of that export growth is gold, and that mostly ends up in China and India. Initially, the gold exports went to Britain and Switzerland, but China and India are trading more with Russia, and gold is one of the common currencies. So, fascinating times we're in, folks, but the bottom line is change is coming, and people are optimistic. even in Europe, where there's all those farm protests, change is coming, because it has it creates a big political switches. No one likes high food prices. No one, okay? And this is obviously going to be a huge issue in the election. And obviously our food prices in America are much tamer than the rest of the world. But change is coming. And the main thing I want you to know is that the market still remains a little bit more narrow than I would prefer. But boy, a lot of the small caps are strong, okay? And so money is moving. It's looking for whatever has good sales and earnings. And I think we should just enjoy the ride. And we'll have another great earnings announcement season. I apologize for some of the market's gyrations, but the market likes to react. It doesn't like to think. Next week, I believe on Tuesday, we have the CPI. So the market will get obsessed with inflation again. And we'll see if we're getting any improvement in the CPI. And, of course, the big bugaboo of the CPI is owner's equivalent rent. That's been the stubborn sticking point. So hopefully we'll get some encouraging news on inflation next week. In the meantime, bond yields are higher, okay? Treasury yields have gone higher. And today's payroll report did do that because it was a strong payroll report. So that's it. Your best defense, a strong offense, the fundamentally superior stocks. Every dip is a buying opportunity. And you want to be fairly fully invested going in the third week of April because that's when our earnings commence. And then we'll have essentially 5 weeks of just wonderful earnings announcements, drop kicking, propelling our stocks higher. So get ready for another surge. And in the meantime, the market will be distracted by all the macro events and inflation news. And hopefully we won't have too many Fed Central Bank folks talking because they broke rank with Jerome Powell this week, and that was unfortunate. So that's it. I'm Celine Avalier. I'll talk to you next week, folks. Take care.